This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast. When Tulla lost to MU Barnhall in the Paul Flood Cup final, there were scenes of intense disappointment and despair in Balbriggan. Stunned would probably describe the reaction. The players had to lift themselves as a week later they were back at the same venue in their bid to become a senior club. Queen's University stood in their way. This time there would be no mistakes, and in a dog-eat-dog affair, Tullow outfought their northern opponents and won by 4-2 in a 22-12 victory. With me here is Tullow player Grace Kelly, who scored 2 tries as Tullow became a senior club. Grace, welcome. It's great to see you.
Thanks, William.
Yeah, I believe you've been working hard all day. It's early this morning, so you probably want to just come home and sit down and relax, or have your training tonight.
Heading to the gym after.
You're gas, so you are. No rest for the wicked is probably the word which comes to mind. But look, congratulations on your rugby career, which just seems to go from strength to strength. You're a senior club now, and I suppose we would have said the men were going to be the standard bearers there, but year after overtaking them in many aspects, and it must be a very satisfying year for you, even if you did lose the Paul Flood Cup final.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, at the start of the year, we started off in a great foot. We were going well in the league, and that's what was in our eyes. That was our end goal. Unfortunately, we did lose to Barnhall, the week before, the AIL final.
Yeah.
But, we didn't perform. I think we probably read too much into what they were doing, or what they were probably going to do, more than, concentrating on ourselves and looking at our own game. And to be fair, Barnhall, look, they did perform on the day, and they executed our mistakes, and that's what won the game for them, really.
Yeah, you had won the league, and you had beaten them once, so they had beaten ye. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
It was always going to be close, but ye just never turned up against them that day. Like, it was hard to believe that it was the same Tullow team that I've been watching for the last 5 years. There was no comparison. Just. You didn't even try to. I know it's wrong to say try, but you never seem to be able to make things happen for you on the day, and they looked absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I think like we let them look brilliant. We let them come to us rather than us come to them, and I think that was one of the biggest problems for us as a team. There was a lot of nerves, a lot of worry in the club that week. For us as a team as well, girl, we were all, myself included, reading into the game too much. Oh, they have this player, they have that. But we have, equally as good players, and if not better. And just unfortunately, it was a horrible day as well. And, it was knock-ons, it was this. We had a try disallowed, which I think would have impacted the game as well. But sure, look, it's sport and these things happen. And thankfully, we came out then the following week and picked ourselves back up.
Like, immediately after the game, and maybe I was a bit soon to get there, but I asked Catherine McGrath, your captain, and I asked Paul Canavan for little reaction, and they were not in the humour to talk to me at all. So I had to go up my tail between my legs, and look, I was probably a little bit annoyed, but I was kind of feeling jilly. I went over to them too soon. But that was how strong you felt about it. Like, you just didn't want to talk to anybody at the time.
No, we were devastated. Like, Catherine Dempsey, she's our captain, and,
Sorry, did I say Catherine McGrath?
You're right.
My apologies.
As a squad, it was devastating. We were so upset. We kind of couldn't believe that, it was really after happening. We felt like, we let ourselves down, we were disappointed in the way we played. But then on the day, I think it actually felt worse until we looked back at the video. I think personally as well, as same as our, as the lads, like, it's important to look back in the game and try and reflect on, and see where we did make mistakes and what we could have done better. And I think that's what we did. as a squad together, we all looked at the game the next day, and it actually wasn't as bad as we thought it was. We did think it was going to be a lot worse. Like, we did do a lot of good things well. Barinhall was just good at, the likes of Knockon,
Executing
clicking off.
your tries were very good, and I thought that
Yeah.
you let them in easily. I don't know if that came up in the video analysis.
Yeah, like we just looked very dead in our feet. We looked tired. We didn't have much, like, felt like, it looked like we didn't have much go at all. But at the back of it too, we did really want to win. And look, we also did have remind on what was coming the following week. Like, that was a big thing for us as well. We had won two Paul floods in a row, which was, history in itself. So that was unbelievable as it was, So to get to three in a row now, that's what we were hoping for. But look, unfortunately, it didn't happen. But we had our eyes on a bigger prize the following week.
Yeah, listen, before I go on to that, did you got a walk over in two of your matches in the Paul Flood Cup? I think you only played one match and
We did.
you beat
Yeah, we
Yar
played.
by a huge score, so you had no other match until the final.
Nothing.
Would that have been a factor as well?
Yeah, like we had a 4 week break. Yeah, until we played Ennis the week before the Paul Flood final. That was in the semi final of the AIL, up in Ennis. We played them there, and like we had a 4 week break before that, which wasn't ideal. We played Mullingarn. That was our final game of the league for us to win the league, and then we had to play them the following week again, in the first round. And then the long break wasn't ideal either,
Yeah. The Ennis game was a really good game to win. Like, what was it, 2 tries to 1 or something like that? I said, dog
Yeah.
eat dog. Like,
Oh, it
if your match against Queens was tough, that Ennis game was massive for you.
was massive, and the wind and the cold and the rain,
That's
everything.
right. It was the
Yeah,
weekend of the storm. Yeah.
and it was, we got there and the sun was shining. We thought, we're lucky here now. This will be lovely. Went to warm up and the heavens opened. But no, it was 10 all at half time, and then we had to up it then half time. And thankfully scored a try in the second half to give us the 15-10 win.
Yeah. Sunday night after the Paul Flood Cup final, when did you re-meet? When did you meet again? When did you gather again? After work.
After the final, Wednesday, we gathered Wednesday night for training. So we trained Wednesday and Friday, and then we had the match in against Queensland on Sunday.
Yeah, and it was all like the men were playing on the Sunday as well. In their provincial towns cup final, and I believe that a gun was put to your heads. Maybe that's too strong a word, but that you can play the match at 11:30 and Balbriggan or leave it.
Yeah, well, look, yeah, we were we when we bet when we beat Ennis in the final or the semi final, sorry, and then the lads won their semi final at Towns Cup. We quickly realised, that the matches were going to be on the same day and very close in time. So to be fair to Queens, they couldn't facilitate to play on Saturday, but they did offer to play at 11:30 on Sunday, in Balbriggan, which is halfway, between the two. So it suited us, and it didn't suit us at the same time. There was a lot of racing back down the road and. To get back down, but we did get back down on time, and
Yeah.
thankfully it paid off.
I was looking at a picture there, and you joined some of the men. Taffy was still togged out, or did you just make a quick change? What's that all about?
Oh, we had very little time after the match up there. It was straight in, get changed. Balbriggan had food ready on takeaway for us, so food into the car, back down the road.
Yeah.
It was no time spared there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got back. No speeding fines or anything like that, no.
Oh God,
Oh no, you
no.
wouldn't do anything like that, no.
No, definitely not, no.
Yeah. Listen, when you were starting off playing, had you any idea in your mind, like what age were you when you started that you were going to, this was going to happen, that this was going to materialize? I'm sure you were just, going to have a bit of crack and a bit of fun because some of the other your friends were doing it as well, or.
Yeah, I started playing rugby when I was 10 in Tullow, with the boys. I played with, the likes of Garfield Searle and, the lads that age. So I started playing then mainly because my mum had actually started, and they started a women's team, and I thought this was great. I used to go over and look at the training, and I was like, I'd love to, I'd love to get in, and I'd love to play rugby, just something different. I was playing GA at the time. And then one of the girls actually was like, what? The two of us will go together. So we went on. We were playing with the boys then for a while, and then I think we were could have been 11 or 11. I think it's 11 or 12, one of the ages anyway. I'm not 100%. But then we had to go on then to the girls. Then the next age up was under 15, and I think I was 12. But then, so mom had to tell a few fibs at home to dad, you know, that, oh no, it's under 13 or 14, you know, it's nothing.
They'll be
So,
all right. She'll be fine.
yeah,
Yeah.
oh, she'll be
Yeah.
grand. There won't be bother on her. So then I went on anyway, and sure, I was playing. I was 12, playing under 15s, and sure, look, it made me tough, you know. I was grand playing with the lads, made me toughen me up, and you know, I've been getting on well, thankfully, ever since.
Yeah, I know Katie Corrigan was probably around at that stage as well, was she? And maybe Dan O'Brien as well.
No, the girls, they'd be a good bit younger than me now, but I remember Dana when we'd be training, like when she was only young, and she'd be out there with the kicking tee, kicking away, and she'd kick from anywhere, you
Yeah.
know, and we'd be looking at her, you know, being like, isn't she great, you know? And now
Yeah.
look to them, they're flying the Tulla flag high now.
Unbelievable, isn't
Oh, they're brilliant, they're great, great girls.
Yeah. Mary, I didn't realize you were you were a Radvili GAA born and bred. And Brandon there, your brother, has a, I think he has a senior championship medal, has he? Was he on the last Radvili team that won that county final?
I know, I don't think so. I
Has
think
he
he just came
not?
short. No,
Then he came too
I
soon
could
for
be
him.
wrong now. I could be getting in trouble for saying that, but I don't think
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, he was playing last night against Leeds. He had a good year under 20. Look, they didn't win it, and it's disappointing. And they put in some great performances, but it wasn't to be for them. You know, it's hard for Cara to make the breakthrough at any level in GAA. Maybe they should look at what some of the people are doing over there in Tulla.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But you have great confidence in yourselves. Like what you've done, like it doesn't happen without having total self-belief. Where does that self-belief come from?
I think it comes back to, you know, the girls as a group as well, and the two lads, you know, Jack and Pookie and Cora. Like, Cora does an awful lot behind the scenes as well that, you know, no one actually realizes. And she's a Tulla woman through and through, you know, lives for Tulla rugby. And I think last year, even we didn't start off great last year. Come after Christmas, you know, we sat down as a team and we were thinking, you know what, let's give the cup a rattle. You know, we have to have an aim here. And, you know, we want to, like, we had a lot of new girls as well coming in. You know, we're trying to get them all on board. And even girls that started last year, you wouldn't be able to pick them out this year. They're after improving so much. They're in with everyone. It's brilliant. Like, and then ended up going winning the Paul Flood last year. You know, we just had a good turnaround. And this year we thought, you know what, we've a great base going into the season. We just need to go on now and give it a go.
Yeah, and at what stage did All Ireland League start to get into your minds? Was it after you won the league?
Yeah, after we won the league, being brutally honest, I actually never thought about it until we won the league. Because I
Yeah.
was playing, like, I was thinking, you know what, like, you know, it's a dream come true. Like, never in my wildest dream did I think I'd be playing AAL rugby with Tulla. You know, it's unbelievable. Like, and then when we won the league, I was thinking, there's no other option here. Like, I'm not settling for anything less. And I know the rest of the girls were the very same.
Yeah. Paul Canavan there, he was telling me, look, I was getting out. I said, God, there's going to be a lot of travelling. And he says, look, if you don't progress, if you don't keep trying to play against the best, you're going nowhere. And
Oh, absolutely.
Saturday
Absolutely.
games as well. He said Saturday wouldn't suit our first. And everybody said Saturday games wouldn't suit our first. And look at them now. Like you're going
Yeah.
to be travelling north, south, east, and west. You're going to be over in
Yeah.
Connacht this week and maybe home the next and then away up in Ulster the following week.
Yeah, and like, look, from a personal perspective, I've done that before. I played a bit of a rugby up in Black Rock, so I have travelled the country. So for me to be able to do that in my own club and, you know, in Tullow, it's something else. And well, personally, it's exciting, and I think everyone else is looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, tell us a bit about the Black Rock. My apologies now, I haven't done enough research.
No, you're
I
perfect.
thought you were Tulla sort of out and out. Like, I remember when you played, maybe look, I remember when you played with your mum in a Paul Flood Cup final. I think it was in Naas, was it? Did I
In
chat
this, yeah.
to you after
You
that game? I must
did
have.
say me and Pam, yeah.
She made national headlines to TUI at the time.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for that scoop, mind you, there, but other people had it as well. So. But like that was a fantastic achievement altogether. Like the TUI,
Oh, it's
and
unbelievable.
I remember how
Yeah,
happy
like,
you were afterwards and how close you were.
yeah, like, you know, I couldn't hardly even speak after that because it was so surreal. I couldn't believe we'd won, first of all. And then I also couldn't believe I won playing alongside my mum. You know, like, that was a
Sorry,
long, long time
I'm losing you a bit
before
there.
me and
Go on.
can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, like, I never thought that I would ever play on the field with my mom, never mind, win a final as well. So that was special.
Yeah. And sorry, was it BlackRock you went to before or after that?
You're hard on me now. I can't, no, I think it was after. I was playing dual status.
Okay.
So
Okay, yeah.
I was playing both of them, but it was tough, like, but it's a good experience, and I got great experience up there. And then I was back in Tullow then, and Tullow's a great place. It's a great club. I love playing there. It's indescribable, really. Like, they're different. It's different over there.
Yeah. Like, was BlackRock, was it there? Were you just coming in training? Like, had you made friends up there, or was
I did, like,
more
one of the
bit
girls actually
more?
that used to, yeah, one of the girls I used to play with, Joanna, she's actually playing with us in Tullow
That's right.
now at the minute.
Yeah.
But no, they're a great club, great people, very, very welcoming. I had came to the under 18, Leinster, the underage. So they were kind of, looking for young girls coming through as well. So I said, sure, look, I'll give it a go. And it was more rugby experience for me, and sure, the more rugby experience you get under the belt, the better player you can become. So, no, they're a great club, lovely people, and I still am in contact with loads of them. So,
Yeah. And you're lucky you came back to Tullow then, and as I said, the rest is history.
yeah, absolutely.
Just looking at I'm looking at some of my notes here. There, you've covered huge amounts, so you have. Yeah, where does the hunger come from? Like, you're there a while. How many years are you playing now?
Oh, sure, if you are 12, 14, 14 years.
Yeah. Who are the players in the side that would be the leaders? Apart from yourself, because last week, with the two tries, you stood up and said, "I want to be a leader." If you weren't a leader before that, you were that day. Like, who would
Yeah,
have
like, you
thought
have.
of you? Yeah.
Yeah, you like you Katrin Dempsey, she's our captain, she's there a long, long time, and she's one of our big leaders. You have Alex O'Brien, Lana Brennan, them girls are around a long, long time, and they bring great experience into our team. Like, we have a young enough squad as well. And there's Chloe Farrell there as well. She was injured there the last two games, unfortunately. But there's great girls there with lots and lots of experience.
Yeah, they were
It's
really
great.
in. What?
It's great for the likes of us as well. Like, I keep telling the women I'm one of the young ones, but they're trying to convince me I'm not, but I'll stay there for a while.
Yeah, you beat from McGrath there, Sarah Rennick, and these players there, they're absolutely flying in the backs, aren't they?
Oh, Sarah Rennick, like, unbelievable. So strong, so sturdy. Aoife is a brilliant girl. Great scrum half. She knows how to keep the speed of the game going, the tempo. She keeps us going. She keeps us on her toes as well as forwards.
Listen, I have to ask you, Cora Brown. You mentioned her a while ago, but Cora, I know Cora a good few years now. I remember being over at matches in Tullow, and if I did something wrong or something wasn't quite right in the paper, Cora would be the first to put me straight. So, look, if she was able to put me straight a few times, I'm sure you don't say no to Cora, and if she wants you to go training at a certain time, you go.
You go. Oh, definitely. No, Cora, great. Like, and she's, as like I said earlier, she does an awful lot of background stuff and, paperwork and stuff that no one actually sees. And when Cora's there, Cora's there.
Yeah, yeah. Look, she's yeah.
No, she's a great woman.
She's a straight talker, and I've great
Oh,
cracked sometimes,
yeah. She no, that's the way to be.
Yeah, I look, Paul Canavan there. Paul comes across as kind of this fella, a real affable kind of a fella, friendly kind of fella. But to for him to get you to do what you've done this year, like it's he. I don't know what he has, but he has it, and he's able to get it across to ye as well, and he gets ye to perform, and maybe has maybe helps to get you out of some tight situations as well.
Yeah, like, the knowledge he has for rugby is unbelievable. Like, even like getting us out of some holes, like, Jenny, he's got us out very few many times.
Yeah, anyone in particular, like, is there anything that he said to you at any stage was sort of That you said, Jenny. Yeah, that's right. That he's dead right.
You know what? There's actually so many I couldn't even pinpoint one. You
Yeah.
know, like to be there, even at training, sometimes you know things wouldn't be going. You know, or obviously things aren't going to go great all the time, and you just have to, you know, just settle down, back to basics. You know, play simple rugby. Simple rugby wins games, and that's just, you know, that's just it.
Yeah. Any idea about the preparations for next year? When will it all start in again? I presume you're completely finished with the rugby now.
Yeah, well, yeah, for me, for the summer, I have a bit of training and stuff coming up, but for the girls, you know, some of us are gonna, you know, stay going through with a bit of gym and maybe a bit of running, you know, to keep ourselves going. Some girls have football for the summer. But you know, probably take a month or a month and a half off at the very max, I'd imagine. And just try and regroup. You know, it's a big step up, and you know, all the girls are ready for it. You know, we're all really, really looking forward to it. But we're gonna have to really knuckle down from the very start and have a good preseason, and you know, get that base under our belt.
Yeah, I remember years ago you'd be training, you'd be starting in September. That's you'd laugh at that now. You could be starting in mid-July at the moment now.
Oh, 100%. Like I'd say, the start of July, I'd say now that'll be when we'll be going.
Yeah, have you got your did you get a medal for last Sunday?
No, we didn't actually. No,
No.
the promotion was enough. I don't mind.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you've been really making the show for this year's, even if you haven't got a
Yeah.
part of the day. So listen, Grace, I let you go. You said to me you got out to the gym. God bless you, got out to the gym after your early start this morning. But look, that's what you want to do, and fair play to you. And thanks for taking the time to see me.
Well, thanks very much for the call. Thanks a million.